Good evening. This is Sunday, the 11th of December, and I am Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod or Mini Break Mummy, and it's day 11 of the 12 days of Buffy. This evening I'm going to talk about episode 11, which is called Out of Mind, Out of Sight. It's sometimes referred to as Invisible Girl because it's about a student at the school who has actually become invisible because nobody noticed that she was there. And so gradually, as she was noticed less and less, she became more and more invisible and started to fade away. And when Buffy and her friends find out this is what's happened, they initially feel quite a lot of sympathy for this girl who's called Marcy Ross. That people just didn't notice her, that people actually turned her into an invisible girl. But they soon realise that she is out of her mind. She has gone out of her mind by being invisible for so long. I was interested to note that the boys' locker room is just as dangerous as the girls'. The first victim of Marcy is Cordelia's date, who gets beaten around with a baseball bat by this invisible girl. And as far as he's concerned, it was the bat that beat him around. Next victim is Harmony, Cordelia's friend, who gets pushed down the stairs. And then Cordelia's favourite teacher gets almost suffocated with a plastic bag. So Marcy is clearly not somebody that you would want to, come across at all. But unfortunately, both Cordelia and Buffy get tied to chairs in the Bronze, and Buffy is powerless, initially, it seems, to prevent Marcy from actually tampering with Cordelia's face, although in the end, it's only a faint scratch, but it's quite nerve-wracking. Even though I've seen later episodes, I know that Cordelia's face is okay. It's still really quite sinister. This trolley of surgical instruments that an invisible girl is wielding and threatening Cordelia with, it all looks pretty unlikely to turn out well for Buffy and Cordelia until two men in black turn up to take Marcy away to rehabilitate her, which consists of taking her to a classroom where she is taught how to actually assassinate and infiltrate, or at least that's the chapter's title of the first book that they look at in the classroom. So the implication is that there are other invisible girls and possibly invisible boys, presumably, that are used by the government for their own nefarious purposes. So actually a very, very good episode, better than I remembered it, which I know is becoming a bit of a recurring theme, but everybody says that season two of Buffy is where it really starts to get good, and actually I have been very impressed with the consistent quality of the season one episodes. So I think it's a very good episode, very, very well worth watching. The seeds are starting to, more seeds are going to be sown actually for the last episode, which I will be talking about tomorrow. There's Angel visiting Giles and saying that he can find, he can get hold of the Pergamum Codex, which is going to talk about various prophecies relating to the Master and the Slayer. And Angel is still staying out of Buffy's way, but he has visited Giles. And Giles actually says, "A vampire in love with the Slayer. That's rather poetic." And that, of course, gets quoted in the previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer montages quite a lot. Anyway, so that's all I've got to say about Out of Mind, Out of Sight. I shall be back tomorrow to talk about Prophecy Girl.